Hi, this is Sadie Silcox, and I'm a third grader from Crystal River Elementary. Third graders have been working hard the last few weeks on a persuasive writing. We are here to share some of our writing with you about building a bike path. We hope you enjoy it. Dear town of Carbondale, did you know that students risk their lives coming to school every day? Right now, there is no path for students to travel safely on Snowmass Drive. They are walking and riding their bikes next to cars and trucks. Our town needs to build a path connecting the Rio Grande Trail to the existing path on Snowmass Drive so that we can keep kids and adults safe.
One reason is we need a bike path connecting the Rio Grande with the path on Snowmass Drive is third graders go on field trips to Rock Bottom Ranch for camping, and we go on Snowmass Drive. Did you know that cars always go really fast and don't pay attention where they are driving?
Another reason you should build a bike path on Snowmass Drive is it provides a safe path for students to get to school. Students could get badly hurt by getting hit by a car. Students probably want a safe way to get to school, but if it is not safe, they have a long way to get to school, because if people want a safe way to go places, they will have to walk or bike out and around the extra block to get to school. Students might be late for school because they have a longer way to get to school.
The last reason we need a path connecting to Rio Grande Trail to the existing trail on Snowmass is that it would be a part of a continuous path connecting to Aspen Redstone. Right now, there is an important piece missing, and that piece is the piece we're asking to be built. People are having to bike on the road now, and that is not safe.
You might be thinking how much this path is going to cost. It is estimated that it will be approximately $300,000, but how much is a trail's life worth to you? If it saves just one person's life, isn't it worth the money?
As you can see, there are many reasons Carbondale should build a bike path. Clearly, we think it is a lot safer. We need the town and county to work together to establish the sidewalk as a safety improvement. Please call or write Carbondale Town Council members or your county commissioners and let them know we need this. Sincerely,
Sadie Silcox,
Justin Loesa,
Cadence Gaston,
and Kayla Arianez.
This has been a collaboration between Katie and Kay, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Crystal River Elementary School.